classrooms are becoming digitally smarter by the year. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kirsten Green, assistant professor of literacy education in the Department of Teaching and Learning at SUNY New Paltz, determines teachers aren't getting taught how to use these new devices first.
In school districts across the country, efforts to transform education through technology and innovation are well underway. In New York State, the 2014 Smart Schools Bond Act accelerated this process. The $2 billion policy is meant to improve opportunity for students by expanding access to technology in the classroom across the state. While the Bond Act provides much-needed funding for school districts to purchase new hardware for teaching and learning, funds cannot be used for professional development for teachers. My research investigates this tension. In my analysis, I find evidence of inconsistent plans for professional development meant to train teachers in how to use and apply new technology purchased with Bond Act funds. I found that in affluent districts, plans to train teachers often demonstrate effective traits of quality professional development, such as tailoring support to teachers' learning needs, developing workshops with a high capacity for teacher buy-in, and hiring outside consultants. In contrast, professional development in poor and working-class districts tends to include episodic, disconnected workshops, mass all-day trainings, and few opportunities for teacher input, all of which are ineffective approaches to professional development. This means that school districts serving large populations of poor and working-class students and students of color may have less access to effective professional development for teachers, and by extension, less access to improved opportunity through technology. Inconsistent training for teachers to use new technology may actually reinforce already existing inequality. My work serves to raise awareness about and offer recommendations for education technology policy implementation, as access to technology alone cannot improve opportunity for all students.
That was Kirsten Green of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.